What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, October 30th, 2017. End of the month here. Tomorrow's Halloween. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room today, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And obviously, the big news right now is indictments. We've got indictments. Pay no attention to the Russian dossier or the uranium. You don't need to pay attention to that. We have indictments. We have indictments. And nobody is buying this. I mean, we're seeing things like even Natural News is out there saying this is a desperate attempt to distract from the Uranium One scandal and protect Hillary Clinton and all of her associates. The timing is very, very obvious. This thing was just really booming on up there, and all of a sudden Mueller's out there saying, oh yeah, we got indictments. We've got indictments. They teased it last Friday. They leaked it to the corporate media. There are indictments coming, and it was almost fun over the weekend watching these various liberals being interviewed on the media about what it could mean. And they couldn't contain their joy. They were almost giggling. Yes, we're finally going to get Trump. We're finally going to get Trump here. And so in the end, basically, Paul Manafort and Rick Gates were indicted by a federal grand jury in the Russian probe. And here's where it starts to come apart, because everything they're indicted for happened long before they were ever part of the Trump campaign, when they may have acted as unregistered agents of Ukraine, not Russia. So here is the problem. Robert Mueller's mandate was Trump-Russia collusion, and he's gone way off the mandate. And by the way, leaking that information to the media ahead of time to build suspense, to make sure everyone's paying attention, that in and of itself might have been a crime. So the illusion that this is somehow an objective, unbiased, fair investigation is nonsense. This is open partisan warfare. And normally in the past, this kind of thing is kept out of view of the public because you don't want to upset the serfs. You don't want them, you know, rustling the chains and wondering what the heck is going on. But it's wide out there in the open right now. And apparently, the idea that they can implicate Trump in any of this is, shall we say, an exaggeration. And basically, the focus continues to be on Hillary and Podesta. And apparently Mueller is looking at the Podesta group. Now, whether he's conducting an honest investigation or is there to head off all other investigations remains to be seen. I tend to favor the latter. But apparently the Podesta group is very, very worried because Tony Podesta has announced he's stepping down from the lobbying company that he and his brother founded. He's getting out of there while the getting is good. And basically, they're trying to imply that because Manafort was dealing with Ukraine when the Ukraine government was still friendly with Russia, that's the link. Oh, there's the Russian collusion. And again, all of this happened before the Trump campaign, before Manafort came on the Trump campaign. I mean, they're grasping at straws here, and it's very, very obvious. And we need to go back and remember something very important, okay? Rosenstein did not have a right to set up Mueller's special investigation panel under the law, just arbitrarily declare one, because if you look at Title 28, U.S. Code Section 592, there has to be a preliminary investigation indicating that there is a real crime there to be investigated. That was bypassed. So not only is Mueller off of his original mandate, his entire investigation is illegal because it didn't have the required preliminary investigation. Now, amazingly enough, he's going after Manafort. We knew that was going to happen because last month, Roger Stone came on out and said that Mueller was threatening Manafort. He wanted Manafort to roll over and lie to get Trump. And if Manafort refused, which apparently he did, Mueller was going to railroad him into prison. And that's what we're seeing here right now. Politics don't get dirtier than this. Even Chris Christie is out there saying that Mueller's leakage of all of this information last Friday could be a crime. There are laws controlling how these things are supposed to be done. And you're not supposed to just be leaking to the media anything that might be politically advantageous. But we know Mueller is a politician. He and virtually everybody in his office are Hillary supporters. Mueller himself was part of the Uranium One deal. He's supposed to be investigating James Comey, his good friend and former associate from the FBI. The law requires Mueller should have stepped down because of the obvious conflict of interest. He didn't do that. That's another violation of the law. And this is coming from Trent Franks, representative Republican from Arizona, saying the law required that Mueller disqualify himself from heading up this investigation because of his long relationship with James Comey. So this whole thing is just a joke from beginning to end. And it's going to turn out to be another nothing burger. Now, that's not saying that Manafort and Gates did not do some things that they are probably going to face some stiff legal penalties on. But there's no link between it and Donald Trump. And there's certainly nothing in there that satisfies Mueller's original mandate of documenting a link between Trump and Russia. It is circuitous at best. It's like saying, well, Donald Trump's campaign guy, before he was on the campaign, his hairdressers, boyfriends, lawyers, accountants, chiropodists, may have known somebody over in that knew Putin's aunt's gardener's girlfriend. I mean, that's how tenuous this is. Now, we're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Congressman Louie Gohmert is out there saying basically what Mueller is trying to do. He's trying to cover up the Russian cover-up and distract everybody over with all of this stuff about Manafort and Gates. And they're trying to make this $145 million gift to the Clinton Foundation tangled up with that Russian uranium deal go away. And everybody sees this for what it is. Even the Wall Street Journal is now saying Mueller should resign. He should step down. Now, Gohmert, in one of these hearings that they had up on Congress, actually got James Comey and Mueller to admit that much of their investigation into Hillary Clinton was basically a fake. And he makes a big deal about reminding them why they were handing out all these immunity deals to all of Hillary's people without a reason to do so. And he focuses on Cheryl Mills' laptop. And Gohmert makes a very cogent point. You could have gotten that laptop with a subpoena. You didn't need to make a deal for that. And you didn't know what was on the laptop, and you just give her blanket immunity. So this is all stinking to high heaven. Now, Sarah Sanders is doing a really good job as White House press secretary, and basically was out there just going on the attack and saying, why are you looking at what Manafort did before he joined the Trump campaign? Why are you not looking at the Russia deal? Why are you not looking at the dossier? And she's calling them out on their liberal bias. And they were on the attack against her as well. I'm expecting to see one of these White House press conferences open up where everybody's already wearing boxing gloves. But the reality is here, and even Dianne Feinstein admitted after one of the lengthiest and costliest investigations in U.S. history, they have found zero evidence of any collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. In fact, at this point, the only person in the government who wasn't colluding with Russia was Donald Trump. The Democratic Party was colluding. Hillary Clinton was colluding. Now, Hillary Clinton has denied having anything to do with the dossier. That has already become discredited. And several top Democrats are probably going to be called back to testify before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee on this dossier. This is coming from U.S. Senator Susan Collins. And this is prompted by the new revelations linking that file to the Democratic Party and the Clinton campaign. Now, Collins, who's a member of the Senate's Intelligence Committee, was emphatic that Hillary Clinton's election campaign manager, John Podesta, and the former head of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, absolutely need to be recalled. These congressional investigations are not going to be swayed or derailed by any of this Manafort-Gates stuff. That was put on out there to give the media something to look at that wasn't the uranium deal and wasn't the dossier. It was put on out there so that all of Hillary's supporters can say, see, it's Trump. It's Trump. Impeach him now. Forget about the investigation. Forget about that nobody's actually had a trial before a jury of their peers. We've got him now. We've got to impeach him. I mean, there are Democratic members of Congress who are saying, yeah, let's just go ahead and do it. Let's just go ahead and do it. So basically, Trey Gowdy wants to call Podesta and Debbie Wasserman Schultz before his committee, the House Oversight Committee, basically saying that what the Democratic National Committee did is they tried to launder the payments for that dossier by hiring an outside law firm and just giving them the money, listing it on their campaign records as legal expenses, and let the law firm go on out and do the dirty work. And Trey Gowdy is now interested in that. So that's going to be very interesting. Let's take a phone call here from James in Atlanta. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I wanted to ask you a question about that report. Somebody mentioned it cost $12 million. That sounded like a lot of money to me. And then the second thing is, if that thing was a total lie, how come the people that paid for it aren't trying to sue to get their money back or find out, you know, take the next step for being misled? I'll take your answer off the air, and I hope you have a great show.
Oh, well, thank you very much here. Well, the people who paid for that dossier weren't interested in finding the truth. They basically were trying to find a way to create a smear campaign that looked legitimate because it appeared to originate with Russian intelligence sources. And now it appears that Christopher Steele just made that part of it up. And they brought the dossier back and they tried to use it to blackmail Trump, and he turned them down because he knew it was nonsense. McCain fed it to the FBI. The FBI may have used that bogus dossier to get those FISA warrants to wiretap Trump and his associates, which makes those warrants completely invalid. But, of course, they were never going to go to court with the information they got from the wiretaps. They just wanted to be spying on him and make it look like it was quasi-legal. So nobody's going to sue anybody. They want it to all go away.
But doesn't $12 million sound like a lot of money?
Yeah, but if you're hiring somebody to basically take down a presidential candidate, that may be the going price. And there may have been more than the $12 million involved. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to this, as you know, there's still an ongoing investigation and lawsuits involving Hillary Clinton's email server and the emails that were supposed to be turned over to the investigators and were not. And the State Department is stonewalling. They're saying they still have 40,000 emails to go through, and it's going to take until, oh, maybe 2020, right after the election, before they can finish processing it. Well, the judge isn't having it anymore. And the judge has now ordered the U.S. State Department to explain why it's taken them so long to turn over these emails. Now, do you remember back when there was another batch of emails released, something like 18,000, and they claimed they were able to go through them in the space of a couple of hours and say that there was nothing in there? So it is. It's stonewalling here. Here's the problem. A lot of those people at that State Department are holdovers from when Hillary was there. They are party to what was going on, and that's why they're dragging their feet. Now, there's a big debate on whether Trump should fire Mueller, because he'll come under attack for that. It'll be spun to make it look like he's guilty. But Donald Trump certainly can clean out that Justice Department, starting with Sessions himself, who's clearly not interested in pursuing any charges or investigations against the narcocracy. And here's where you can really smell the panic in the wind coming from the establishment. The corporate media is now taking the position, they're trying to convince the American people that it is illegal for Donald Trump to investigate Hillary Clinton's links to Russia, the dossier, the uranium deal, as long as he himself, Trump, is under any kind of investigation. Well, that's ridiculous. There's no foundation for that in law. I mean, if there were, all Hillary has to do is have her cronies file charge after charge against Trump. Doesn't matter if they're true or not, but as long as there's an investigation, she's safe. It's complete and utter nonsense to say that Hillary Clinton cannot be investigated while Donald Trump is being investigated. That's how desperate they are. And it gets even worse. Apparently, Democrat Congressman Steve Cohen is literally begging Trey Gowdy not to investigate Hillary Clinton. Because when that can of worms rips open, it's gonna open all the way back to the CIA's gun and drug running in Arkansas in the 1980s. Hillary will not go down alone. She absolutely will take everybody else with her. Remember, this is a candidate who beat up her campaign manager the night she lost the election. Trying another tack, Democrat Richard Fowler is out there on TV saying, you know something, we've really got too many investigations going on. We ought to just stop any further investigation. We've got the one going on, Trump. We ought to forget about all these other investigations. We've got to look at the money that we're wasting, you know, going after Hillary and the Russia uranium deal. I mean, it's all over and done with this ancient history. We just have to let that go. Richard, no way. No way in the dark regions. Now, here is where there are grounds to fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions, because Jason Chaffetz, the former House of Representatives member, chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, was on Judge Jeanine Pirro's show Saturday night, and he dropped a bombshell saying that when he was talking with the Attorney General Sessions simply said he would never comply with any investigation into Hillary or the deep state crooks. He wasn't going to do any prosecutions. Here we have the Attorney General of the United States of America simply standing up there and saying, I will not investigate Hillary Clinton. This is the second Attorney General we've had in a row protecting Hillary Clinton. This is the second FBI Director we've had in a row protecting Hillary Clinton. That tells you just how far wide and deep this corruption goes, and it goes all the way back to that flow of drug money pouring out of the CIA's drug smuggling operations, and they're all dirty with it. Now, getting on back to Fusion GPS, back when they were fighting tooth and nail to keep their banking records out of congressional committees, it was observed there's probably something else in there that they don't want to come to light. Well, too late, it came to light, because apparently Barack Obama's official campaign organization paid an additional $972,000 to this law firm that paid Fusion GPS to produce this phony dossier. So it's just spreading far and wide all over the place. Now, the Department of Justice, Congress, the House Intelligence Committee, has reached a deal with Fusion GPS. They're going to turn over all their banking records. So everybody's going to see, where does the money trail lead? And this was a big fight. Devin Nunes was just fighting tooth and nail, saying you have no right to refuse this. We already know that this was all being funded by the DNC and the Clinton campaign. And this dossier appears to have been the entire basis for the FISA warrants and the wiretaps on the Trump campaign. This is bigger than Watergate. It is bigger than Watergate. We have to keep this in the forefront of the attention of the American people. Corporate media is going to be going all about Manafort and Gates and all this other stuff. And it's irrelevant, because it all happened before he joined the Trump campaign. This is the pay dirt. Look how hard they're working to protect this. And by the way, once we're done skinning Fusion GPS and nailing their hide to the barn, let's talk about CrowdStrike, because their bogus report claiming that Russia hacked the DNC emails, from which they later pulled back, was the basis of all the Russian sanctions. So it's time to go back and look at CrowdStrike. Look at all these little companies that are basically laundering the propaganda, laundering the smear jobs. We had nothing to do with it. The law firm was the conduit. CrowdStrike is the one who told us Russia hacked the DNC servers. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women and children alike. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And basically what's going on here is Devin Nunes is shifting the probe. The original probe was there anything to that dossier, the claims made in that dossier? And at this point, it's obvious, no, there wasn't. There's nothing there. It's a nothing burger. And so Nunes is now shifting away from that and saying, okay, who was behind this? It's obviously a smear job. And he's now starting to look into the evidence that the Obama administration had unmasked the concealed names of Trump associates in highly classified intelligence reports during the election campaign. So this is starting to build momentum. Now, remember Larry Klayman? He founded Judicial Watch. He's now got another organization, Freedom Watch, down in Florida. This man has an incredibly long track record of going after the corrupt in both parties with equal enthusiasm. Nobody can claim this guy has a bias, and he has basically stepped forward and offered himself to be a special counsel looking into the matters of the Clinton, the email server, the uranium deal, the fusion. And frankly, I think that's the best idea I've heard in a very, very long time. And I know he's run a petition on his Freedom Watch website. We linked to that, I think, end of last week. But I think maybe an email campaign or maybe getting on Donald Trump's Twitter feed and say, you want a special counsel who's going to actually do the job? You get Larry Klayman up there. And if I could put into a plug to one of Larry Klayman's former associates, Alan Favish, who was the lawyer who took the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit over the Vince Foster death scene photos all the way to the United States Supreme Court. You get these two in there, you're going to get results. But when you look at the deplorable track record of the people who are inside that beltway, it's all swamp. That's the problem. Trump's big mistake when he went in to drain the swamp is he started hiring the alligators and the water moccasins for the key staff positions. And again, you have to go back and look at that shameful display of two attorney generals in a row protecting Hillary Clinton, two FBI directors in a row protecting Hillary Clinton. Trump needs to start going outside the beltway. There are qualified people out here in the United States of America who can do the job of government, who do not have those compromising connections with the CIA, the drug running, the Clinton Foundation, or any of the corrupting influences. That's where Trump needs to go for a talent pool. There's some very, very good people out here. Larry Klayman absolutely should be a special counsel. Now, up in New York City, the Board of Elections is finally admitting that, yeah, they did break the law during the Democratic primaries, and they threw out 120,000 Democratic Brooklyn voters from the voting rolls ahead of their primary. And they didn't have a legal right to do so. They simply threw them out. And Brooklyn was heavily Bernie Sanders. So the New York City Board of Elections threw that election, threw that primary to Hillary Clinton. All right, let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Yeah, Mike, you know, before Trump got in, you know, he should have known, like, what the heck was Paul Manafort doing in his administration anyway? Like, who picked him for him? I mean, these are all roadblocks and setups. He worked for the Bushes and the Clintons, Paul Manafort. He was involved with, I wouldn't have even got near him at all. Like you said, he's got to go outside the beltway, Mike. He's not listening to anybody. Like, he's got to get rid of all these people. He's got to get rid of, like, the top 100 Pentagon officials. He's got to get rid of the CIA officials and the FBI, and the State Department, Mike. If you don't get rid of them, then it's over. Because there's too many of them. You got to get rid of them all and start fresh.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Trump's biggest mistake coming into the White House, he wanted to be magnanimous in victory. And he was saying to all these people left over from Obama, you can all keep your jobs. I'm the new boss. That's all you need to remember. And for Donald Trump coming out of the world of business, that was a reasonable thing for him to expect. And that's one of the areas in which I said he was as dangerously naive coming into the world of D.C. politics as Jimmy Carter was. Stay on the line, Dustin. I'm going to come back to you after the commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
meet, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, I'm already getting emails saying, yes, you're absolutely right. You know, the entire inside the beltway has to go. All of these corrupt agencies have to be just scraped on out like your Halloween jack-o'-lantern. Because Trump was very naive coming into the White House. He really thought, based on his experience in years of business, if I'm the boss and I'm signing the paychecks, you work for me. And he just assumed that was going to be the case going to the White House. And Washington, D.C. does not work that way. Take Versailles, the Borgias, and Game of Thrones, throw them in a blender, hit puree. That's what Washington, D.C. is.
But also the NSA. You can use them. You can use the NSA if you got rid of everybody in the NSA. You know, you can listen in on people's phone conversations, follow, and then also use the FCC, Mike. Pull some of those licenses to CNN and MSNBC. You know, and then Trump should, doesn't he have a kill switch to come on national TV and announce, you know, there's a deep swamp. People need to really have a night of him coming out with an emergency press conference in front of, you know, in the Oval Office, say we have a deep, you know, deep state swamp, and explain to the American people what's going on, you know, because, Mike, we can't take another year of this. You realize nothing's getting done. I mean, this is...
I don't think we're going to get another year of this, and I'll get into that a little bit later in the show here. But for public perception reasons, political reasons, Trump needs a jumping-off point, and the Clinton Foundation would be it. You rip that scandal open, then Trump has got justification for getting up on TV and saying to the American people, we have uncovered this incredible conspiracy in the heart of our own government. I need your help. We're going to dig it on out. Of course, the last president to talk about a dark conspiracy at the heart of our culture was John F. Kennedy.
But how do you get to this point when you got Sessions, Mueller, all these other people that are just got these roadblocks? You know, it's like one step, like Trump should have never stepped back. At the beginning, you got to go 10 steps forward and roll over them like a steamroller, Mike. Because
I agree.
As soon as you step, if you step back, that's it, man. These people don't take prisoners. You know?
No, they don't. They leave a lot of dead bodies behind them. Trump should have put on his presidential brass knuckles the first day he took office.
He still has time, Mike. And like I said, this can't go on for another year. We're a laughingstock of the world for a while now, but it's pretty bad now. I mean, this is a joke. I mean, it's a joke, but I mean, he still has time, but he needs to just clean house, and I don't know what he's waiting for. You know, he better do it quick, though.
I agree. He has run out of time. I mean, they're circling the wagons on him. They're trying to turn these indictments for Manafort and Gates into grounds for impeachment. And there's that one Democrat has already filed articles of impeachment charging obstruction of justice. And there's no specifics and no details. But you've got both parties want him out because he's not part of the clique. He's not part of the narcocracy. And if you look at the sloppiness with which all this stuff was being done, using the law firm as a cutout, it's sort of casual. It wasn't, they weren't really working that hard to conceal what they were doing because they were absolutely convinced Hillary Clinton was going to steal that White House and they wouldn't have to worry about any investigations whatsoever. That's why they're all in a panic, because they're all dirty. Remember, there was that anonymous FBI agent was leaking information onto the web saying that all of the major players in Washington, D.C. of both parties are neck deep in the slime of the Clinton Foundation. And after 30 years of the CIA's drug money corrupting the government to serve the CIA interests, it's going to be impossible to find somebody who isn't dirty to some extent or another. And so, yeah, I'd like to see Trump actually become more proactive. And he's unfortunately sold out to the military-industrial complex, but he can't sell out to the political establishment. They have no loyalty. He could give them everything that they want, and they're still going to throw him in the trash can as quickly as they can. All right, let's take a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I want to echo what was said before. There's no way that you can successfully fight back with these guys, with the NSA and the CIA, which has overlapping surveillance capabilities, and all these other people who are enemies of Trump and enemies of us. The other thing I wanted to say is, think back to when Barack Obama appointed Hillary Clinton, who he knew to be absolutely, without any morals whatsoever, absolutely corrupt. And you got to wonder, and of course, he went through all these speeches. Remember, he was going to end the wars himself. He was going to recognize Palestine and all the things that he said in his speech in Cairo and everything, all that. That didn't last at all. And you wonder, what did Hillary... How did she turn Obama, who certainly was turned and certainly as corrupt as can be by the end himself? But, you know, could it have been that, A, the carrot was, we can make you rich in the Clinton Foundation. You know, we'll give you a couple shares in the Clinton Foundation in the profit. And, B, if you don't, then we'll give something like what we're doing to Trump right now. And that's how she got it, of course, without a lick of foreign affairs background and only a couple years in the Senate where she didn't do anything at all. But at any rate,
well, no, you've got it backward. You've got it backward. I mean, Obama was able to defeat Hillary Clinton despite the vote fraud that was going on back then as well here, because Hillary wasn't seen by the public to have that much experience. So remember, there was that secret. Well, it wasn't secret. Everybody knew what happened, but it was a private meeting between candidate Obama and candidate Hillary Clinton, where they went into this house and they had a discussion. And the deal that was made there was that Obama was going to probably win the election, and in exchange he agreed not to gore certain oxes, not to overturn certain rocks, and that he would appoint Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, which would give her the credibility to run for president last year. And I think that was the deal that was made. And Obama simply signaled right from the very beginning he was willing to go along with the existing power structure, the existing corruption, and that's why he wasn't all that big a threat to them. Trump was this total, complete outsider. And the Republicans tried to derail him. Then when he became the nominee, everybody tried to derail him. They tried to steal the election, and they failed because the American people are so sick and tired of the existing political corruption that we were just desperate. We were going to grab anybody that wasn't inside the Beltway. We would have elected Bozo the Clown into the White House as long as we knew he wasn't connected with that deep state. And unfortunately, however it came about, whether Trump knew he was lying, or whether he's been threatened with his life, or whether his family's been threatened, or whatever the deal is, he has been co-opted and corralled. But again, he made a couple of big tactical mistakes. Actually, strategic mistakes. He tried to be magnanimous. He let too much of the old guard stay on board, and they had him from that point on.
Mike, the only way out of this, honestly, and this is really no solution, the only way out of this is for Trump to invoke that the National Defense Resources Preparedness Act that basically where you declare martial law, because there's no way out. And by the way, that's no way out either, because who wants martial law?
There's no legal foundation. There's no legal foundation for him to declare martial law. Right now, this is purely a political conflict, and it's being, you know, fought out in the courts and media and the floor of Congress, none of which represents a military threat to the United States of America. What I still see as the best way out, and this may be the beginning of it, is we're going to rip the lid off of all this corruption in Washington, D.C., and it's going to collapse the way the Soviet Union did, because that's what brought down the Soviet Union. Was the Soviet citizens just finally waking up to just how corrupt the central government was? They didn't have an internet, but they did have fax machines, and they were just faxing all this stuff back and forth all across the Soviet Union. The Soviets couldn't get a handle on it, and eventually the Soviet Politburo simply collapsed because nobody was listening to them anymore. And I think we're coming up on a similar situation here.
Well, I agree with you. That's by far the preferable thing, because even martial law, Mike, is, you know, then we're stuck with a Nazi martial law government, right? But the only way Trump is going to survive is martial law. It ain't going to be with the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and all their intercepts and all the deep state arrayed against him with, you know, it ain't.
No.
He didn't have a prayer.
I disagree. I think if Trump were to try to invoke martial law, that would backfire on him tremendously, because people realize he doesn't have a reason to do so. But as I was talking to Dustin, what Trump needs is a jumping off point for an attack against the deep state. He's got to get one of these people dead to rights on either the dossier or preferably the Russian uranium deal, or even better, Hillary committing espionage while Secretary of State. Once he's got that as his hammer, then he can go after the rest of them, and he'll have the support of the American people behind him.
It's a lot to overcome, Mike. All the intelligence agencies, the media, at least the corporate media, it's a
Peter,
lot to overcome, man. Yeah.
Peter, look how much we've overcome in the last 20 years.
Well,
the trend line is obvious.
We're in pretty bad shape.
We perceive we're in bad shape. That's the important thing. We were in just as bad shape 20 years ago. Yeah, again, the CIA is selling drugs to our kids in the street, but most Americans didn't know. Now they know differently. We've made tremendous strides over the last 20 years. The trends are obvious in all the polls that show that the American people don't trust the corporate media anymore. They don't trust Congress. The thing most Americans are most afraid of right now is their own government. And to me, that is a huge amount of progress along the way towards the collapse of the central federal government and the restoration of our republic.
Mike, there's just one thought before I sign off here, and that is that is, remember that these all these intelligence agencies, including the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, all of them were compromised and politicized wrongly against their charters. They were
so was the KGB, so was the GRU. The Soviet government was just as corrupt and compromised as our government is today. It didn't prevent the collapse from happening, because when you lose the support, trust, and faith of your general population, government simply can't function any longer.
I'm saying my prayers, Mike. I really am.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. All righty. Now then, let's get on over to the war zones. Emphasis on the plural, because things are heating up over there. As you know, the UN came on out with a reassertion of the claim that Assad gassed his own people in Idlib, basically last, I think it was April 4th. And everybody's saying, why are they still flogging this dead horse? Well, it turns out the U.S. new strategy in Syria is becoming visible, and that is they're simply going to hunker down where they are right now and refuse to give that land back to the Syrian government. In other words, it's a de facto invasion in place, and they're beating that dead horse about chemical weapons to try and justify it. And here's where it gets undermined immediately. The Syrian army continues to find all these terrorist depots. In the current one, the Jabhat al-Nusra terrorists, they're finding these depots with all of these toxic materials and precursors for chemical weapons. The evidence is it was the U.S.-backed rebels who were doing all of this, but the U.S. is still saying, oh, it was Assad, he had chemical weapons, even though he gave them all up, he made more, like Saddam had nuclear weapons and the rest of it, and we're just going to sit down here. We've got to protect the Syrian people from the evil Assad. And right now, the U.S. is trying very hard to prevent the Syrian army from capturing the ISIS-held Abu Kamal. So forget what the U.S. government is saying. Look at what they're doing. The U.S. is fighting on the side of ISIS in Syria to keep the Syrian forces from liberating Abu Kamal. That's the reality of what's going on in Syria. They still haven't given up trying to turn that around and turn it into, well, if not necessarily an outright victory, at least it won't be called a defeat. Now, Syria's foreign ministry is saying, as far as they're concerned, Raqqa is still occupied. The fact that the U.S.-backed forces went on in and kicked ISIS out hasn't changed the dynamic as far as Syria is concerned. That's their city. They want it back. And the true scale of the U.S. presence in Syria is an open question at this point. Right now, the Syrian Kurds are refusing to reveal how many U.S. bases are inside that and around that area of Raqqa. They're refusing to disclose the volume of arms supplied to them by the United States. And I imagine the Kurds in Iraq are feeling a little bit slighted, because the U.S. is still fully on board with the Syrian Kurds and has basically abandoned the Iraqi Kurds to the wolves. Now, here's an interesting story. The former Qatar prime minister was in a TV interview and basically came on out and said that Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and the U.S. colluded and coordinated to fund al-Qaeda and destroy Syria. Now, I don't know about the laws in those other countries, but in this country, giving aid and comfort to the enemy in time of war is treason. And we were all told al-Qaeda was our enemy, ISIS was our enemy, and we're getting more confirmation that the U.S. government was spending your tax dollars to send weapons to ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria. That's an act of treason. People should be hanged for that. Meanwhile, Turkey's beginning to show that it is turning into a wild card. Another column of Turkish army has entered northwestern Syria. So this may be the beginning of a new huge push, you know, to retake Syria and declare it liberated as long as it's under foreign puppet rule. Now, turning on over to Iran, the Iran's Minister of Industry, Mining and Trade, Mohammad Shariatmadari, say that three times fast, is basically saying Iran will continue its support to Syria. Now, mind you, this is economic support. This is not military. But Iran and Syria are all still buddy-buddy. Meanwhile, of course, the U.S. is out there screaming about Iran's missiles, Iran's this, Iran that. And the top Iranian general, chief of staff of Iran's armed forces, Major General Mohammad Hossein Bakeri, is saying that it's a waste of time talking to the United States government because of their long track record of simply not keeping any agreements or promises that they make. And so from now on, the United States government is going to be judged not by what it says, not by what the corporate media claims is being done, but what is actually happening out there in the real world. Now, Iran's Navy commander, Rear Admiral Hibibullah Sayari, is saying arrogant powers will not dare to invade the Islamic Republic as long as the country maintains a high deterrence power. And he says that's what all the missiles are all about, deterring invasion. And that's a very reasonable position, because look back over the last 16, 17 years of war. Who is it who's initiating invasions, regime changes, drone strikes? It's not Iran. It's not Russia. It's not China. It's not any of these countries. It is the U.S. government. And every nation has a right to self-defense. That's just common sense. On the individual level, that's why we have the Second Amendment. We have a right to defend ourselves against outside aggression. We'll be right back.
Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the situation in Iran. And as you know, Trump has refused to recertify the Iranian P5 plus one deal, even though Iran is fully in compliance, as attested to by the IAEA, even though every other signatory to the agreement wants the agreement to stay, even though the vast majority of the American people want the agreement to stay, according to polls. But Trump's going to go on out and say, we're going to decertify and we're going to make stink face. Now, here's the key point. Iran is trying to say, let's keep things where they are, but they're already out there saying that if Trump unilaterally pulls out of the deal and the deal is dead, they are prepared to crank up their nuclear program as quickly as possible. And they're saying basically they could resume 20% uranium enrichment at Fordo in 4 days. Now, whether they would get their existing stockpile of uranium back from Russia is very much up in the air. But before anybody starts screaming about Iranian nuclear bombs, I want to remind everybody that the degree of enrichment is very critical. Most nuclear power reactors, the enrichment level is anywhere between 5 and maybe 10, 12%. Nuclear weapons, you have to be up 95, 96% enrichment. And that is a big deal because it's not just like going into the uranium centrifuge and turning a dial from 20 to 90. It's a little more complicated than that. But what's really interesting is Iran is looking at a new peaceful application for nuclear power. And the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran is saying it's starting to develop nuclear propulsion systems to be used for marine transportation purposes. And this is an idea that I actually floated some years ago on this show. Right now in the United States, nuclear propulsion is confined to military ships. And at this point, the carriers and the submarines are it. All of the other naval forces are conventionally fueled, using up petroleum, putting carbon dioxide in the air. Somebody alert Al Gore about that. But some years ago, I said, look how much fuel is burned with this global shipping network, and maybe it's the time to develop commercial shipping nuclear power, maybe around thorium cycle reactors, which are far less dirty than fission reactors, and you can't make bomb stuff out of them. I think that would be a major revolution, and it looks like Iran is getting ready to do just that. It would absolutely change the face of global shipping around the world. The oil companies certainly aren't going to like it. There's a good reason to invade. Invade Iran! They're threatening our oil profits here. And meanwhile, Iran has announced their space agency. They're going to launch what's called the Dusty satellite by the end of the year. They've been working on developing their own civilian space program. Of course, here in the United States, the corporate media is saying, it's just a cover for them to test nuclear missiles. They're not really putting a satellite up there. Doom and destruction, and it's the Iranians, and everybody's turning them off. We're going to do station identification. Back with a phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.